Krishna. So yesterday was the first day of Chandan Yatra, and I will speak on that topic, specifically with reference to Srila Madhavendra Puri and his journey to get Chandan, sandalwood pulp, for his deity of Gopal. You may know the story that Srila Madhavendra Puri was on pilgrimage and he came to Govardhan Hill, and his policy was that he would not make any effort to get food, but if food came on its own, he would accept it. Otherwise, he would fast. So he was chanting the holy names at Govardhan Hill, and one young cowherd boy came to him and said, who are you? What are you doing here? Why are you fasting? In my village, no one fasts. And my mother sent me with some milk for you. So the boy gave him a pot of milk, which he drank. And he was chanting. He hardly slept also. And towards the morning, he dozed a little bit, and he had a dream. And in the dream, Krishna, that young cowherd boy, Krishna, told him that in his deity form, he had been hidden in the bushes for fear of the Muslim invaders. The pujaris kept him in the bushes, and then they fled. And since then, he has been stuck in the bushes, and he's very uncomfortable. He said, I have been observing your devotional service, and I would like you to take me out of the bushes. And in the dream, he showed him where he had been hidden. So that morning, after awaking, Madhavendra Puri informed the local village people about his dream, and they went into the thickets, and eventually they found the deity, and Madhavendra Puri installed the deity on top of Govardhan Hill. And he remained there. Madhavendra Puri remained there for 2 years, overseeing the worship of Gopal. Then after 2 years, two sannyasis came with very good qualities that were much appreciated by Madhavendra Puri. And he trained them personally in deity worship and initiated them. And when he was satisfied that they could properly care for the deities, he felt he could leave. So now we will come specifically to the part about Madhavendra Puri going to get sandalwood for his deity Gopal. Sandalwood is very cooling. So in the hot season, in India this season is very hot. So it's cooling to the body of the Lord to have sandalwood rubbed. So please repeat. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. Text 105. E mata vatsara dui karila sevana ekadina purigo sani dekila swapana. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. Gopala kahe puri amara tapa nahi aya malayaja chandana lepa tabe se judaya. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The deity of Gopal had been buried within the jungle for many years, and although he was installed and was offered thousands of pots of water, he still felt very hot. He therefore asked Madhavendra Puri to bring sandalwood from the Malaya province. Sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. That province is situated on the western Ghat, and the hill Nilagiri is sometimes known as Malaya Hill. So this deity of Gopal was later, you could say, presented to the son of Vallabhacharya. And again, out of fear of the Muslims, that deity was taken to Srinathadwara, where the deity is still worshipped and is known as Srinathji. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly. Since no one else can do it, you must. After having this dream, Madhavendra Puri became very glad due to ecstasy of love of God. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship, and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopal, he started for Bengal. So it's described here how Madhavendra Puri became very glad due to the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Sometimes, due to our conditioning, if we get some extra service, we don't feel glad. In fact, but one of Prabhupada's disciples, I mean, there may be many, I'm sure there are many, but one of them, Jayananda Prabhu, if someone didn't do his service, if someone informed them, you know, I can't do my service, so he would announce to the devotees, Hari Bol Prabhus, I have great news for you. So-and-so is not doing his service today. Hari Bol, more service for us, Jai. So, but Madhavendra Puri, and this was not a small service. He had to go by foot all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri during the time of the Muslim rule of India, which was sort of hostile, but he, in his heart, he felt ecstasy. Gopal is giving me some service, and he was delighted. So he walked and walked and walked, and eventually he came to Ramuna, where there is a deity of Gopinath, and the sweet rice kheer of Gopinath was very famous. So Madhavendra Puri was chanting in ecstasy in the temple of Gopinath. He just had a slight thought that it would be nice to taste that sweet rice so I could learn how to make similar sweet rice for my Gopal. But as soon as he had that thought, he very severely condemned himself for lusting over the deity's prasad. Because his principle was only to accept prasad that came of its own accord. And along with that, he was not thinking of it. You know, we also have the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. When he first left home and went to Jagannath Puri, his father and uncle, who were immensely wealthy, like kings, they sent men and money to Jagannath Puri. He, because it was the first time he left home. And so he would use that money to have feasts and distribute prasad to the devotees. But then after some time, he thought, this is not good that I'm taking money from my family. So he stopped it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his assistant, why is Raghunath Das not inviting us for prasad anymore? And so his assistant, Swarup Damodar Goswami, said, well, he didn't want to take that kind of support from his family. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, that is very good. Oh, how is he eating? Well, he stands in front of the Singhadwara, the lion gate, at Jagannath Puri. And when people come from the temple with Mahaprasad, they see him there, and they give him some. So this went on for some time. And then after some time, Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath is no longer standing in front of the lion gate. What happened? So Raghunath Das felt that when people were coming out of the temple, he was judging within his mind, calculating within his mind, will this person give me some Mahaprasad or not? And he felt like a prostitute, like standing in front of her doorway. Will this person, you know, come or not? So now he goes and he eats the rejected rice and other edibles that nobody else wants to eat, which was sort of kept in a certain the other side, one of the other sides of the temple. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is very good. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that place, and he saw that Raghunath Das was eating this rejected rice. He was just like washing it off. I think what they did is they would keep it there for the cows to eat, because they considered it was not, you know, fit for humans. So he would wash it off and eat it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to encourage him, he went and visited him. And he said, oh, Raghunath Das, you're having such a feast every day and you're not inviting me? Give me some of that. And Raghunath said, no, no, my lord, this is not fit for you. Please don't. So I've told this story to illustrate the purity of consciousness of Raghunath Das, that he didn't want to think, this person will give me or this person will not give me. He wanted to be neutral and, you know, see everyone as they are and not judge them in terms of a calculation of what he could get from them. So Madhavendra Puri, he was also, it's not just that he was only accepting prasad that came on its own accord, but he wasn't thinking you know, lustily about prasad. So when he had that thought, if I could just taste a little of this sweet rice, then I could make a similar sweet rice for my deity of Gopal. He condemned himself very severely. And he left the temple and he went into the area of the town, like a grounds where they would have stalls for selling things. But it was night, and no one was there. And same thing, he was chanting, and, you know, feeling very bad about his thought. So that night, the pujari had a dream. And in the dream, the deity of Gopinath told him that there is one saintly person by the name of Madhavendra Puri. I want you to bring him a pot of sweet rice. The offering was over, and you already took away all the pots of sweet rice. But I, this is the deity speaking to him in his dream, but I hid a pot of sweet rice behind the curtain, and you didn't notice it when you were clearing away the Mahaprasad. So I have kept that for Madhavendra Puri. So, you know, he's in the marketplace, he's chanting, and I want you to deliver this sweet rice to him. So the pujari got up, you know, took bath, put on fresh cloth, and looked behind the curtain, the folds of the curtain, and he found the pot of sweet rice. So he went into the town, and he was calling out, "Will that fortunate person named Madhavendra Puri please let me know where you are?" And then he said, the deity of Gopinath has stolen a pot of sweet rice for you." So he found Madhavendra Puri and he delivered the sweet rice to him. And Madhavendra Puri took some. But then he thought, okay, now news is going to spread and people will think I'm a great saint and they'll want to have my darshan and touch my feet. And so he immediately left that place because he didn't want that kind of attention. So now I'll recap the end of that section, and then we'll come to his arrival in Puri and his efforts to get sandalwood for Gopal. Having broken the pot and bound the pieces in his cloth, Madhavendra Puri began to think, "The Lord has given me a pot of sweet rice. And when the people hear of this tomorrow morning, there will be great crowds." Thinking this, Sri Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to Gopinath on the spot and left Ramuna before morning. Walking and walking, Madhavendra Puri finally reached Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Neelachal. There he saw Lord Jagannath and was overwhelmed with loving ecstasy. When Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, He sometimes stood up and sometimes fell to the ground. Sometimes he laughed, danced, and sang. In this way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by seeing the Jagannath deity. When Madhavendra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, people were aware of his transcendental reputation. Therefore, crowds of people came and offered him all sorts of respect and devotion. Even though one may not like it, reputation, as ordained by providence, comes to him. Indeed, one's transcendental reputation is known throughout the entire world. This is the transcendental mentality is quite different from the mundane mentality. Almost the opposite. Because in the material world, people want reputation, they want attention, they want respect and honor, and they're very happy when they get it. And they're displeased, they can be displeased if they don't get it. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami was staying here. I think we were staying together upstairs. And we came to the temple room. And we came inside and it's like nobody noticed him. And I sort of felt bad for him. So I said, Maharaj, I'm sorry, it seems that nobody has noticed that you're here. And he said, with all humility, genuine humility, what is the significance if an insect comes into the temple room? He wasn't thinking like that. And another little example from, because we're reading about very, very high devotees, but once His Holiness Niranjan Swami was staying with me, and we always tried to provide the best service in all respects. But one morning I went up to his room, and I saw there was some lapse in the service. I think maybe no one had come to take his laundry or not. Maybe one or two little lapses in his service. And I was sort of upset. I said, Maharaj, you know, how long has the laundry been lying there? You should have told us. And he was silent. And I said, why didn't you tell us? You should have told us. She was still silent. So I said, why? I've noticed you never ask for anything. And he said, well, I feel I don't deserve anything, and that's why I never ask for anything. So, Hare Krishna. So, now Madhavendra Puri. Being afraid of his reputation, pratistha, Madhavendra Puri fled from Ramuna. But the reputation brought by love of Godhead is so sublime that it goes along with the devotee as if following him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Almost all the conditioned souls within the material world are envious. Jealous people generally turn against one who automatically attains some reputation. This is natural for jealous people. Consequently, when a devotee is fit to receive worldly reputation, he is envied by many people. This is quite natural. When a person, out of humility, does not desire fame, people generally think him quite humble and consequently give him all kinds of fame. So because generally people want fame, if someone shows that he does not want fame, people are attracted and he becomes more famous. But there are also people who know that if you're humble, people will, you know, appreciate you and praise you and serve you. So they pretend to be humble. I'm reminded of a quote from, I think, P.T. Barnum. He was a great entertainer, Barnum and Bailey Circus, famous. So he said the main thing in show business is sincerity. If you can fake sincerity, you've got it made. Actually, a Vaishnav does not hanker after fame or a great reputation. Madhavendra Puri, the king of Vaishnavas, bore his reputation. Means it didn't go to his head. Bore his reputation. But he wanted to keep himself outside of the vision of the general populace. He wanted to cover his real identity as a great devotee of the Lord. But when people saw him overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, they naturally gave credit to him. Actually, a first-class reputation is due Madhavendra Puri because he was a most confidential devotee of the Lord. Sometimes a sahajya means one who takes things cheaply, something like a pretender, it's a complicated subject. Sometimes a sahajya presents himself as being devoid of desires for reputation, pratishta, in order to become famous as a humble man. Such people cannot actually attain the platform of celebrated Vaishnavas. So this is a very important point, that what really matters is the consciousness. And we may not know what the consciousness of a person is, or of a Vaishnav. Once there was criticism of devotees. Among the devotees, different devotees were criticizing other devotees in a temple in the early days of ISKCON. And Srila Prabhupada told a story about a Brahmin and a prostitute that there was a house with a Brahmin on a lane, and across from him there was a house with a prostitute in it. And the Brahmin was always sitting with his shastra open, sitting by the window getting the light. And the prostitute, she was engaged in her business, receiving customers and entertaining them. And then some calamity took place in that neighborhood, and both the Brahmin and the prostitute died. And the Yamadutas, the agents of Lord Yamaraj, who come to take sinful people to punish them, they came. And the Vishnu Dutas, who are the agents of Lord Vishnu, they take people to the abode of Lord Vishnu. So the Yamadutas came to the Brahmin. And the Brahmin said, wait a minute, you're making a mistake. You're supposed to get the prostitute, and the Vishnu Dutas are supposed to come for me. And the Yamaduta said, no, sir, we are not making a mistake. Because all the time you were sitting in front of your window with your shastra, you were looking across to the prostitute. And you're thinking, oh, now some man has come. Oh, now they're doing this, now they're doing that. And by your consciousness, you are absorbed in very low affairs. And all the time, the prostitute was looking out her window and saying, oh, that Brahmin is so pious. He's reading the Bhagavad Gita. And she would be thinking of the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. And I'm so unfortunate I have this occupation, but he's so fortunate he's always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So by your consciousness, you are fit to be taken to hell. And by her consciousness, she is fit to be elevated to Vaikuntha. So Srila Prabhupada told this story to the devotees that we should be careful about criticizing other devotees, because we may not really know what their consciousness is, and the real thing is the consciousness. So I mention that because Madhavendra Puri, he genuinely wanted to avoid reputation and acclaim. But there are people who can make a show of it, of being humble, so they get more reputation and acclaim. Text 148. Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. It can be the opposite. Oh, they're not honoring me here, I want to leave this place. But that's also not necessarily wrong. It's a complex subject. But Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. See, what it is that we want to be able to fix our minds on Krishna, on the deity, on Srila Prabhupada, on devotional service. So it can be that when people come to you, they interfere with your concentration on Krishna. Even Srila Prabhupada complained in Juhu. He would always have hours for meeting people called darshan hours. And people would come and, you know, sit with him. So once he complained that they come to me and they say, "Swamiji, how is your health?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "They can see my health is not good, but still they waste my time asking, 'Swamiji, how is your health?'" And then he gave the example of Sri Aurobindo, who is a sort of, you know, famous spiritual figure in India, that he would give darshan just once a year. He would come out on his balcony. Something like, I don't know what the Pope does, but I've heard something about. And Prabhupada said, "You know, I should do that because I waste so much time with these people." But then he said, "But if I were to do that, people would think, 'Oh, Swamiji is too big for us now. You know, Swamiji has become puffed up. He has no time for us now.'" So then he said, "Not now, but when the new temple opens, then maybe I can do that." And actually it happened, but not quite in the way that we imagined, but it happened because Srila Prabhupada, you know, by the time the temple was almost ready to open, Srila Prabhupada had become very ill. And so when he was staying in his quarters in the tower of the new temple complex, he actually didn't have darshan hours, but he was just so sick. Even his disciples couldn't see him, only his immediate staff. And then once a group came to do kirtan, very devotional, they did like 12-hour continuous kirtan. And they were in that old temple, which was near beneath Prabhupada's quarters, and they really wanted to see Prabhupada, but he was too sick to come down, and the elevator wasn't working, and there were too many of them to go up. So finally they came out of that temple, and they were doing the kirtan beneath Prabhupada's window. He was up on the fifth floor. And then with great difficulty, I think Mr. Sethi and maybe Tamal Krishna Goswami, they helped him to come to the balcony. And then they were all in such ecstasy seeing Srila Prabhupada, and he glanced at them and smiled, and then they took him back inside. So it actually came to pass in a different way, but it happened. Now, this is a very important point. Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, now who can guess what follows however? Just think about it. Why was Madhavendra Puri in Jagannath Puri? Yes. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for the Gopal deity. So sometimes we may not like something personally, even for our own spiritual benefit, but that thing may be necessary for us to do our service, and so we tolerate it for the sake of the service. Sri Madhavendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there the story of the appearance of Sri Gopal. When all the devotees of Jagannath Puri heard that the Gopal deity wanted sandalwood, in great pleasure they all endeavored to collect it. Those who were acquainted with the government officers met with them and begged for camphor and sandalwood, which they collected. Purport. It appears that Malayajas Chandan, sandalwood, and camphor were used for the Jagannath deity. The camphor was used in his aritrika, and the sandalwood was used to smear his body. Both these items were under government control. Therefore, the devotees had to meet with the government officials. Informing them of all the details, they attained permission to take the sandalwood and camphor outside Jagannath Puri. So even devotees on the highest platform, for the sake of service, have to deal with the material world. They have to deal with government officers. Like I'm sure we do. We have to get permission for Rath Yatra. We have to deal with the government officers. Even Madhavendra Puri, like such an exalted Vaishnav, he also had to deal with government officers. Or he had people with connections deal with them. Text 152. One Brahmin and one servant were given to Madhavendra Puri just to carry the sandalwood. He was also given the necessary traveling expenses. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhavendra Puri was supplied with the necessary release papers from government officers. These papers were placed in his hand, like they wanted to check. Is this some sort of contraband? Are you like stealing this or sneaking it without permission? In this way, Madhavendra Puri started for Vrindavan with the burden of sandalwood. And after some days, he again reached the village of Remuna and the Gopinath temple there. When Madhavendra Puri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. The ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. When the priest of Gopinath saw Madhavendra Puri again, he offered all respects to him and, giving him the sweet rice prasad, made him eat. Madhavendra Puri took rest that night in the temple, but toward the end of the night, he had another dream. Madhavendra Puri dreamed that Gopal came before him and said, Gopal is his deity at Govardhan, O Madhavendra Puri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Now just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor and smear the pulp on the body of the Gopinath daily until it is finished. There is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus, the temperature of my body will be reduced. Purport. Gopal was situated in Vrindavan, which was far from Ramuna. In those days, one had to pass through provinces governed by the Muslims, who sometimes hindered travelers. Considering the trouble of his devotee, Lord Gopal, the greatest well-wisher of his devotees, ordered Madhavendra Puri to smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, which was non-different from the body of Gopal. In this way, the Lord relieved Madhavendra Puri from trouble and inconvenience. So this is the beautiful relationship between the Lord and his pure devotee. The pure devotee is ready to take any trouble for the sake of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. And in fact, he doesn't take it as trouble. He takes it as pleasure, even though externally it may be very troublesome. But internally, he takes it as pleasure that he's getting to serve his Lord. But the Lord, knowing the consciousness of his devotee, he also wants to serve his devotee. He wants to save his devotee from the difficulty. And this reciprocation is important for us to know because it will serve as a guideline how we should act. And also it should fill us appreciation for the Lord's kind and merciful nature, that even though he is the Lord, he is meant to receive service. But he's a person. He's also a person, and he likes, you know, if the devotee passes a test, then the Lord doesn't want him to endure more pain than necessary. We'll just read one more translation. You should not hesitate to act according to my order. Because these are very, very transcendental occurrences. And, he might, I don't also want to speculate, but he might have thought, well, is this really Gopal, or am I just having this dream because I don't want to have to walk to Vrindavan? So to assure him, the deity Gopal in his dream said, you should not hesitate to act according to my order. Believing in me, just do what is needed. So, of course, the pujaris at the Gopinath temple were delighted because they got sandalwood and camphor for Gopinath. Plus, they got Madhavendra Puri's association for that whole period. Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions or comments? All right, I will let you go to attend to your important service. I just want to mention that in that mood of taking any difficulty in the line of service for the pleasure of the Lord, our devotees here do many services for the pleasure of the Lord, but especially I think of the book distributors. Srila Prabhupada compared them to the front line soldiers. Everyone in the army is working for the same goal, but the front line soldiers, they take special risks by going out. And they meet many types of people, many of whom, you know, may disrespect them or insult them or avoid them. And then there are the types who want to save us from Krishna consciousness, and they give us all their arguments. They could just be straight atheists who want to save us from the God delusion, or they could be Christians who want to save us from the devil, or there's innumerable varieties, but these devotees are really in that mood of facing difficulties. I mean, there are other difficulties, not just from the people. There's always difficulties everywhere. But accepting the difficulty for the sake of service, for the sake of the pleasure of the Lord. And that service and that sacrifice and that austerity is noted by the Lord. It does not go unnoticed. And by that effort, by some inconceivable mercy, we do gradually progress, you know, towards this. Well, we're already having that reciprocation, but it's the same type of reciprocation. It becomes a little more personal, or we become a little more realized in our appreciation of the Lord's reciprocation by this process. But it begins; it's right here and now, and you're already doing it, and that's why you're here. And so it's just a matter of continuing and, having more and more realization of that beautiful reciprocation between the Lord and the devotees that we've already begun to experience. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Chandan Yatra ki jai.